happening in my mind?
No. Why'd you ask?
You're shaking your keys in the same pattern, but I'm singing to myself.
Really? How do you mean?
Ba, ba, black sheep, have you any wool?
That's funny. But we just thought of the same thing at the same time. Nobody can read anybody's mind.
Maybe fathers can read their sons' minds.
Nope.
Can mommy
read their daughters' minds? No.
You just did.
Really and truly, I just guessed.
I'm thirsty.
Maybe I'm so.
I'm thirsty now.
Listen to that bird. Hey.
I fell because I was thirsty.
Richie, how old are you?
6.
Well, act your age.
What kind of a bird is that?
Marvelous bird.
But what's its name?
Richie, I could tell you its name if I knew it, in all the languages in the world. But then you just know what people call it in different places. You wouldn't learn anything about it. You gotta look at the bird. You gotta listen to the bird. You gotta try to understand what it's doing. You gotta notice everything.
Hey, Pop, how come when I pull the wagon, the bull rolls back, and when I stop, the bull rolls forward? Why is that?
That nobody knows. But the general principle is that things that are moving like to keep moving, and things that are still like to stay still. There's a name for that. It's called inertia. But nobody knows why it's true. Look at it from the side. See, it's really the back of the wagon. You're pulling against the ball, and the ball stands still. From the friction, the ball moves forward a little bit compared to the ground. It doesn't move back. That makes sense? Watch again.
Not having experience with many fathers, I didn't realize how remarkable he was. How did he learn the deep principles of science and the love of it? What's behind it and why it's worth doing? I never really asked him, because I just assumed that those were things that fathers knew.
The cow twins on Mountner Street?
They look like it, but I don't think they can.
He made uniforms for a living, and he was a vegetarian.
Aline's here.
Yeah.
Hey, Richie. Bitch
face. Aline's here.
Who is this queen, Aline?
You don't know Aline? From Cedarhurst.
So ugly. You're so ugly. You some ugly child. The clothes that you wear are not style. You look like an ape every time you. Your family and its family.
What? What?
She took art at the Temple Youth Center, so I became a student.
I didn't know you liked art.
Oh, well, I do. Very much.
You do?
Oh, sure.
What were you doing jumping in circles last Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Yeah, outside your house on the stoop you were.
Well, I was trying to figure out. You see, if I count hippopotamuses, one hippopotamus, two hippopotamus, three hippopotamus, and I get to 60, it always takes me the same amount of time.
They're seconds.
Well, I don't know what they are, but they're the same every time. They're not actually seconds when I time them, but they're the same every time, which is the point. So I thought, well, what is it? Is it my heartbeat? Am I unconsciously listening to my pulse or what? So I tried counting and jumping around in circles, which would make my heart beat faster.
And it was different,
huh? No, it was the same.
See, I gotta get back to my horse. I'm making a horse?
Mr. and Mrs. Greenbaum.
Hello there, Richie.
Who's that?
That's my Uncle Peter. He's a real donkey.
Am I supposed to say hello?
No. He isn't even a real uncle.
That's lucky. You might be part donkey.
I thought maybe you could help me with my homework.
Well, I'll certainly try. Did you do that?
Yeah, last year.
It's good. Is it the circus?
Yeah.
This is a Mobius strip. One surface, one side. Here, try it. Make a line on it.
This is wonderful. This is a Mobius strip?
Yeah.
I'm gonna show him that at school.
I was in my senior year at MIT. That was the year the war started in Europe. For me, it was my senior year. I took Arlene away for a weekend in Atlantic City.
What are you doing that for?
I want you to look nice. I want to make a nice appearance so people think well of us.
What do you care what other people think?
Are you following me?
啫，系咪？俾翻你去，好靓嘅女仔，可以演去单温一个好靓嘅女仔结婚啊！
冚你眼又，
冚眼啊！
冚你
又大把嘅啦。
I think I should have a back scratcher. It has always been my position that everyone should have a back scratcher.
Canada one.
I bet I could beat you.
Huh?
Listen, I challenge you.
Challenge?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to. I bet I can calculate with my head faster than you can with that abacus. Suppose you write down two lists of identical numbers and then hand them to us at the same time.
Okay.
Wait, let me get a pad.
佢想咁样做啊！你写两张纸，俾一张佢，俾一张我，咁样
佢落。That's your dog? No.
Begin. $4,016,732. Multiplication.
That's your dad? Maybe.
Ready? Yeah.
More digits.
What? More decimal point? More decimal places? Decimal places. 12.0. 12.0. We do again.
Oh, no.
No, thank you. Thank you. I don't think that we can. But thank you very much.
No pay. I want to introduce you to my friend, Li Hua. And this is Man Xin Sang, Man and Yao. And, of course, my son, YT.
Happy to meet you.
Happy to meet you.
Thank you.
Not at all. Okay, join in.哎呀，个细蚊仔真系聪明啦，佢使用算盘就得啦喎。
That was nice,
wasn't it? So how'd you do it?
You don't know how I did it. He doesn't know anything about numbers, just beads. You want a hamburger?
Yes, please.
With an abacus, you don't have to know anything about arithmetic. You just buzz those beads around. He doesn't know numbers. I don't know beads, but I know arithmetic.So the harder the problem gets, the better off I am. And the worse off he is. Is this your napkin?
No. It's not.
How's she supposed to understand approximating half a bead? Also, I got lucky. The number the guy picked was 1,729.03.
Was it?
Yeah. I happen to know that a cubic foot contains 1,728 cubic inches. So the answer is just a teeny bit more than 12.
Well, where does 12 come in?
Because there's 12 inches in a foot.
Okay, well, I didn't notice that.
So the excess, the difference between the guy's number and the number of inches in a cubic foot is 1.03.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only one part nearly 2,000. And I know that in calculus that for small fractions, the cube root's excess is 1/3 of the number's excess. So all I had to do was find the fraction 1 over 1728, multiply by 4, divide by 3, and multiply by 12. So I was able to pull out a whole bunch of extra digits that way. Cubic roots. That must be his top-notch exercise in Abacus Land.
You look very sweet in that coat.
Yeah, I got it with Muffy. Hers is blue and the rickrack is here, too.
Ooh, there. She shouldn't. Disc, disc. Oh, Muffy. Anyway, it would look different on Muffy. Muffy's bust is not as full as yours.
Well, that's where you're wrong. She wears two bras and two slits to disguise it.
You're kidding.
I swear. Anyway, if you're going to compare Muffy's bust to mine, I'm sure as hell not going to help you.
All right, I'll do it on my own.
Muffy's bust is bigger than my bust.
Bet you can't say that three times fast.
Muffy's bust is bigger than my bust. Muffy's bust is bigger than my bust. Muffy's bust is bigger than my bust.
Baltic.
Look at the stress. Isn't it a pretty dress? Oh, look at the skirt.
I'd like to buy it for you.
It's so awfully nice.
Yes, it certainly is. Come on. Suppose if you get a room from your friend's brother's cousin, you have to take what you can get.
Hey, is that what this is?
Not quite. Almost.
God, wasn't that a pretty dress? I'll never forget that dress. Well, why should she like fish?
Why not?
Well, why should she in particular like Kipper?
Arlene, darling, don't encourage Joan.
Why do station announcers have small hands?
Why?
We pause for station identification.
So, time for my painting class.
You'll be home by 6:30, okay?
We'll be back before then. Arlene has to be home at 6.
I gotta pack.
Right if you get work.
What? Mm. Come on.
What, this one has got a big hole in it.
That doesn't matter.
Sure it does. It'll get bigger.
Hey, what's that?
Present.
Hey. It's gorgeous. Look at that. I'm gorgeous.
It's a rain hat. I think it always rains in college.
I'm only going to New Jersey.
Honey, you want your moccasins?
Sure.
You ever gonna live with us again?
Yeah. Summers.
Nah, you won't. Nobody else does. You all go to work.
So there I was with my scholarship to the graduate program at Princeton. My father moved me in.
I thought you were listening.
I was listening, but it's very complicated.
Well, if you didn't understand what the guy said, you should have asked him to explain it to you instead of just driving.
Yes. Well, I've been trying to get you to explain ever since we left New York. What are you talking about? Spontaneous generation?
Pop, just calm down, will you? Just calm down or I can't talk to you.
Feynman, please.
Yes, sir. Top of the stairs to the left.
This photon, where does it come from?
I don't know what you're talking about, Pop.
Well, the atom makes a transition and a photon comes out.
Yeah?
So was the photon in the atom waiting to come out?
No.
There's no photon beforehand.
It just appears when the atom changes its state.
Genetics is a language. It's very difficult. It's subtle. You couldn't say those things any other way. And I can talk to dead people with it. I talk to Copernicus every day. What do you keep doing out your hand for?
I got a swelling. Can you look at it?
I don't see anything.
Oh, see? I feel. It's right there.
Hmm. Yeah. If you weren't such a pretty girl, you wouldn't even have noticed it.
Yeah, well, being such a pretty girl, I'm gonna go see my uncle, Doctor. You call that a smooch?
Then, sometime later, the bump began to change. It got bigger, or maybe it was smaller, and she got a fever. She was told she had typhoid fever. Right away, I went to the library to look it up. I wanted to help her, and the only way I knew was to look it up in medical books. I'd read there was an absolute test for typhoid. The Wydell test. We wore these gowns to guard against her infecting us, say.
Doctor, how'd the Wydell test come out?
Negative.
Negative? How can that be?
Excuse me.
Maybe she didn't even have typhoid fever.
And of course, it turned out she didn't have typhoid fever. After a while, Aline got better on her own, apparently. The swelling went down and the fever went away. But after some weeks, the swelling started again. And this time, she went to another doctor.
You can put your clothes behind the curtain. And the gown opens in the front. What should I take off?
Everything but your shoes.
Everything? But it's in my neck.
Well, the doctor wants to examine you.
Okay.
How are you feeling today?
Okay.
You can lie back.
This guy feels under her armpits and in her groin and so on, and notices there's swelling in those places too. He says the problem is in her lymphatic glands, but he doesn't yet know what the specific disease is. He will consult with other doctors. I took another trip to the library. Okay, I got it. You don't have to see it, I'll tell you. The only thing is, you know those jokes about medical students getting every disease that they read about? The only thing is, I think that we're in serious trouble. Maybe. Maybe. It says, for possibilities, 1, TB of the lymphatic glands. This is very easy to diagnose, blah, 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 but this can't be what you have or they would know it. And then there's all kinds of other diagnoses, and they're all serious, from what I can understand. You want to see it? One of them's called Hodgkin's disease.
What's that like?
That's no good. We wouldn't want that to happen to us. It's fatal.
We don't have to take this as final. We don't know enough. I don't know how to read medical books. But it doesn't look good.
Richie, is this Hodgkin's disease? Is it catching?
No. No. No, no, no.
Excuse me, Miss Greenbaum? Tell me, do you spit up blood? Have you ever coughed up blood?
No.
Do you cough?
No.
Dr. Lee, look at her, please.
I didn't know what this guy meant. They kept having meetings that I wasn't supposed to know about. I suppose they wanted me calm.
Listen, I'll be right back. I gotta find out something.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be fine. We'll just check the chart one more time and find a release.
Dr. Hellman.
Hello, Richard. Richard, this is Dr. Shank.
Richard Feynman. Richard is Arlene's fiancé.
So, any news? What do you think?
Well, we think the most likely possibility is Hodgkin's disease.
It's a very strange disease, Richard. There will be some periods of improvement, and there will be some periods in the hospital. It's fatal after a few years. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll tell her what you said.
Richie!
Richie, we haven't even told her parents yet. She's very young. We don't want to upset her. We're going to tell her she has glandular fever. Oh, no, 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 no. We've already discussed the possibility of Hodgkin's disease. I know that she wants to know.
Richie, calm yourself.
I am calm.
I haven't told her parents yet.
You already said that.
Richie, I'm trying to help. I would like to cure her, but the world isn't always what I would like.
Isn't it, sir? I'm sorry to hear that.
Richie, you gotta cooperate.
Why?
Richie, stop it. What are you gonna do? Spoil whatever time she has left?
What?
Her last 2 years. You gonna spoil that?
You wanna pile a lie on top of this terrible news? Why?
You're childish. You think we don't love Arlene?
She's going to ask me what she's got. You want me to lie to her?
Think of her mother.
Richie, stop it. Just stop it.
She's the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful girl. She taught me how to ride my bike. And the most foolish, stubborn, foolish brother.
They're telling me that I have glandular fever. And I'm not sure whether I believe them or not. Richie, do I have glandular fever? Or do I have Hodgkin's disease?
You have glandular fever.
Oh, fine. So I can go home. My mother crying, and I thought, well, why is my mother crying so hard if I have glandular fever? On the other hand, Richie wouldn't lie to me, so I couldn't make it out. And then I thought, although I know it seems impossible because you wouldn't. Do I have glandular fever? Do I have Hodgkin's?
You have Hodgkin's disease.
God, they must have put you through hell. I thought they must have given you such a terrible time. You mustn't do that again, ever. We're not like that. That's not the way we are. We're different. We'll think what to do in a minute.
Look, I even wrote you a letter because I figured that you would find out one day and give me the heave-ho. You want to see it?
I could look later. Okay. I have Hodgkin's disease, so what do we do now?
If we get married, I'll lose my scholarship. If we don't get married, when will I see you? Do you want to get married? I know you do. So I'm in the middle of trying to get my PhD. My father will kill me. He'll kill me. But I could get a job working at the Bell Telephone Laboratories, doing research. Have you heard of them? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very nice place to work. And we could get a little apartment in Queens that isn't too far from the hospital or Bell Labs.
So we can go back and forth.
Well, we'll have to. So we got it all figured out that afternoon. But I think I'm so smart, and I'm not so smart. Hello?
Richie, I got the report from the biopsy.
Yeah? Is it good or bad?
It's positive. I have TB.
I'm a jerk. I'm a jerk. I'm a monkey. I thought TB was the obvious case, so I thought... You remember that little guy who came running down the hall? Do you spit up blood? Well, he knew what it probably was. I'm a dope.
So I may live as long as 7 years. I may even get better.
And that's not good news?
Well, now we're going to have to wait to get married.
You mean you liked our solution?
Yeah.
Well, it was elegant. But Putsy... This is a much better circumstance. And we'll find something just as elegant and not so different.
You're back to me maybe being catching again.
Well?
Richie, listen. I might get well, but I might not. And if I don't, I don't want to have lived and died my whole life long in this room.
Well, I can see that. Soon after that, we had to take her to Deborah Hospital. Arlene began to play a game with the world. She had a lot of time to think. She would read magazines and send away for this and that. She was always cooking up something. Arlene was in her room, but she was in the world.
I think he's still in his office. Why don't you go down and find him? All right.
We were doing two different things, but we tried to keep track of each other.
Dick.
Morning, John.
Morning.
This isn't right, because it varies inversely as the square of the distance of the other electrons, whereas it shouldn't depend on any of these variables at all. It's also dependent inversely on the mass of the other electron, and it'll be proportional to the charge on the other electron, and it'll be delayed. The wave returns late. So all you've described is reflected light. Oh. Oi. Oh, now, wait. Now, let's just suppose It returns by advanced waves. Reactions backwards in time, so it comes back at the right time. Here, give me your pencil. It's going to fit very nicely that way. Who's Putzi?
I was embarrassed about shaving my name off the pencils, but I did it anyway.
Yeah, mustard on both.
Then World War II started, and it got everybody's attention off themselves. Although not me, not entirely. My attention is usually somewhat on myself. Bill Price was head of the physics department and one of my teachers at Princeton.
It's all right that you told me the secrets because I'm not going to tell anybody about it. But I'm not going to do it. You want a bite?
Don't you read the newspapers?
Doesn't everybody read the newspapers, for God's sake? Matter of fact, I don't. But I can't do anything about it now, you see? I wouldn't know how to handle it. My fiancé is sick. I don't know what's going to happen next. Can't you get somebody else?
I can't get you someplace else.
Thanks. Is anybody else trying to separate uranium? Do you think the Germans are?
I personally think they are, yes.
How do you know? I don't mean to be rude.
I don't know. I don't think anyone knows for sure. It's very much of a fright, isn't it?
Get paid? I don't want him to marry anybody who's sick, let alone contagious. What do you think? I'm cruel? He's 23. There's a life to be had. How's he gonna be a scientist? He'd be happy as a scientist. What is he gonna marry her for? Why can't he just be her friend? They used to care if their women had strong teeth, for God's sakes. What? He's gonna get sick.
What do you think?
Richie, you listen.
We are very, very careful already. You explain how you catch it, and we'll figure it out.
You cannot be sure. Tuberculosis is a great masquerader. How will you ever know if you're safe?
Richie, darling, I don't want to sound callous, but when you made that promise to Arlene, you did not know the situation now, did you? Everyone knows that. It does not represent a real promise. No one expects you to keep it, least of all Arlene's parents or Arlene herself.
It isn't a question of a promise. I never even thought of that.
Well, you'd better think of it. At least you'd better think.
Would it be sensible for a husband who learns that his wife has tuberculosis to leave her?
What are you talking about?
We've been going together for 6 years. You want me to leave her?
Stop it all here. There's no problem, really. How are you going to convince me of anything anymore, anyway?
I'm working on a project for the government. I'm getting paid. This way I can take care of her at last. Okay? Come on, Pop.
You may kiss the bride.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Should I kiss them and tip you?
Wonderful. Hey, listen. What do you even need notes
Yes, I will. In the end, they didn't use the Princeton Project for separating uranium. They decided we'd all go to Los Alamos, New Mexico, where we would make the bomb. Arlene wasn't feeling too well at the time, and she was scared she'd be left behind. Her parents really didn't want to see her go, but we didn't want her to be left out of the excitement. So, we figured she'd come afterwards by herself.
I thought you might like this. It's for the train trip. It's gonna last 3 nights and 2 days.
Chose the West, Robert Oppenheimer. He knew the West. He'd had a summer home there. He was the head of the whole shebang. Oppie paid attention to everybody's problems. He arranged for Arlene to have a roomette on a separate train when she was well enough. He arranged for the hospital in Albuquerque, too. He did all that, and he probably wouldn't have recognized me.
See, it's black from their smoke, from their fires.
My God. Arlene's got to see this.
Who's Arlene?
My wife.
Your wife's with you?
Yeah. Well, she will be. She'll be at the hospital in Albuquerque. She's not here now.
Come in.
We're going to get some dinner, Dave. Do you want to come?
Sure.
Do you have a wand in here? What is all this?
Oh, I just want the room to look taken. I don't want to share it with anyone. Listen, I'll meet you guys in the dining room, okay? I think I'll get my mail. I'll have her killed. It was a hard thing for us, you know? Albuquerque was 100 miles from Los Alamos. After a while, I settled down so I could see it was the most wonderful landscape you could imagine. Like being in the movies, not at them. I used to hitch or bus down on a Saturday, see Arlene in the afternoon, and maybe stay overnight in a hotel in Albuquerque. Then on Sunday morning, I would see Arlene again and go back in the afternoon. I never knew how I'd find her. One time she was dressed up as a shepherdess or something. She'd sent me a picture of a stove.
Arlene, what is this?
Oh, it's a stove?
Yeah, I can see that. It's huge.
You think so? I thought we should have a stove.
But this is a restaurant stove.
Well, maybe a little cooker or a charcoal broiler.
Arlene, dear, they don't let you cook in a hospital room. There's too much smoke.
I wanted to have steaks. It's a season for it. I bet everybody's doing it. We could do it on the lawn.
Oh, we can't do that. With the cars driving back and forth and people walking back and forth on the sidewalk, we can't go out on the lawn and cook steaks.
I think it's a lovely place. You don't have to wear the hat, I guess. I got it for you just last week.
Arlene.
Why do you care what other people think? I really don't understand what you're saying. I would like to.
Well, you don't know the language.
No, that's true. I don't. Still, you ought to be able to tell me in a way I'd understand. All I want is the flavor of it.
Well, that's all you need.
Well, then why is it any different from when you cooked that chop? You must be changing it altogether just by heating it.
Well, it's sort of the same, only bigger. When you cook the chop, you're adding energy to it, but not enough to mess with the nucleus. You're not taking any energy out of the atoms.
It sure looks like you are.
Yeah, but you're not. Look, the nucleus of an atom is where the neutrons and the protons are. Different elements have different numbers of neutrons and protons. That's what makes them different elements. But the neutrons and the protons are always the same, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, some nuclei hold together very well. But some nuclei are unstable, so the neutrons fall off of them.
When?
When what?
When do they fall off them?
Well, it's completely uncertain when they'll do it. But it's completely certain that in the long run they will do it. It's called beta decay. Can I go on? Sorry. Now look, sometimes
they shoot off an extra neutron. And if that neutron hits another unstable nucleus, it'll cause it to split and emit more neutrons. And then more nuclei. And like that. And you start a chain reaction. But you have to have a very crowded situation. Because otherwise they don't hit anything. They just go flying off. What you want, when it's all going right, is for everybody to be hitting everybody else and not too many missing targets. That is nuclei.
Do you ever pretend you're a neutron? I mean, to figure out what they do.
You're very smart. You're probably smart enough to have a fellow like me.
What's the matter?
There's a lot of gum under this table. There's a certain kind of uranium. Mm-hmm. Uranium is an element that has a very heavy nucleus. It's very unstable. And if we can get enough of that together at once, which we haven't done yet, we'll have a bomb. We have to stop it from going off before we want it to. We don't know how to do that yet either.
Well, has this happened before, what you're doing? I mean, in nature?
No, I don't think it has. I don't think it's ever been strung together to make an explosion before. That's what we're so excited about. Mm. How you feeling today?
Oh, I feel good.
You look good.
Well, that's nice to hear. You always look adorable.
Hello! My husband is a physicist!
Please don't do that. Don't wave at the car.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Oh, you look so handsome.
You got a list?
Yeah, let me think. Wait.
You look real rested.
I need glycerin. Rubber cement. Hot dogs.
How many?
6. And you have my laundry.
It's okay. Okay.
What's the idea of trying to cut the name off the pencils, huh? Aren't you proud of the fact that I love you? Why do you care what other people think?
Afternoon, sir. See some ID, please.
Satellite. Sure.
2 years went by, and I kept visiting Arlene weekends and living at Los Alamos.
Okay, sir, if I could.
Their security was exaggerated, and at the same time, it was absolutely ridiculous.
Afternoon, sir. Could I take a look at some ID, please? Bilson. Got a cousin named Bilson. All right, sir. Thanks very much. Let me take a look at your briefcase, if I could. Taurus. What is that, That's right. What is that, Mexican? Taurus? Mr. Feynman?
Feynman.
You've been through here before?
Yeah.
Did you come in this way?
No.
So how come you keep going out if you didn't come in? Corporal?
And, of course, his natural reaction was to call the lieutenant and try to put me in jail for doing this. I explained to the lieutenant that there was a hole, but they were both more interested in how suspicious I was than in the hole in their security. The IBM calculators were supposed to help figure out exactly what happened during the bomb's implosion, so we could figure out exactly how much energy was released and so on.
Come in.
All right. Okay. Go. I was in charge of a bunch of kids who were picked right out of high school because they were good at math. People do better if they know what they're doing, but nobody had told them anything, so these guys were kind of slow.
So that's what we're doing? We're fighting the war?
Yeah. What'd you guys think we were doing?
I don't know. Like supplies, uniforms?
Making designs on cards?
Examination results.
Yeah, you know, like ordnance.
Ordnance is guns, you dummy, not uniforms.
But that's great. You mean everybody here is working on the same problem?
That's right. One way or another.
So how many people are here? I mean, living here?
About 5,000.
I saw Enrico Fermi.
I saw Wigner.
I saw Niels Bohr.
He doesn't live here, he's just visiting. So, now it's interesting. It's exciting, right? It's an event. Only you gotta pay attention. 3 answers in 9 months is no use to us. We're not calculating candy wrappers. You're not listening.
I am listening. Listen. In my arms, ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms? In my arms, ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms?
All right, let's go to work. Just wanted to show you fellas there's other ways. Wake you fellas up. Shake you fellas alive. We gotta design a faster system. You mind turning that song off? I can't think. Some kids will play with anything. They don't have any respect for their tools.
One time the bus broke down, and by the time I got to the hospital, visiting hours were over.
Okay, we're going to do an experiment. It says here all about how good bloodhounds are at smelling. But how good are we, actually? Those Coke bottles, you haven't touched any of those for a couple of days, right?
That's right.
So I'll go out, you pick one of the bottles, handle it for a few minutes, and then put it back in.
Okay.
Absolutely obvious.
The damn thing is warm and dampish. Those books over there, you haven't looked at them in a while, right?
Right.
When I go out, take one book off the shelf and just open it. That's all. Then put it back. Different. The others have a very dry, uninteresting smell. Take off your shoes and walk around the room and don't tell me where you went.
How can you be so happy?
What?
Why are you so happy? Sniffing. Your eyes light up and all. Maybe you're not too happy.
Well, I'm here with you.
For now.
Working with the most wonderful people in my field? I'm married to you.
Why aren't you afraid of what you're doing? Of what is going on here? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm alone an awful lot. I don't feel so good. I think I stayed up too long last night waiting for you.
All right.
Too many overnights.
Get you up again if I'm getting too uncomfortable.
Maybe I can get in that chair.
Can you?
Thanks.
Oh, dear. I better call the doctor.
Why? What is it?
102.7.
Please don't call the doctor, Kate. It's been that before. It's just a night sweat. Who's on? It's Dr. Robilotti, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't call him.
He's the medical intern.
He doesn't know anything. I'm not going to listen to anything he says. Is Porter on?
No, he's coming in the morning.
Sometimes I feel like if I could just die and get it over with, I'd still be around, but I wouldn't have all of this getting sicker and dying.
Maybe we should call your husband.
No, no. No, he's nervous enough already. It's good that I got this wet. I'll feel cooler when it's over. I was thinking about a painting. It's at the Frick. Have you been there? On 70th in Manhattan? Your mother used to take me in. She used to take me and Joni in sometimes. This painting is maybe 2.5 by 3.5. It's this young woman. She's got a tortoise comb in her hair. And these sausage curls, like plump, 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 like that. And he's changed the outline. And she's got a handkerchief or a fan and these gray gloves with these lively lines painted on it like it was done yesterday.
Listen, I can't take you to the museum to see the picture, but I can take you someplace equally as nice.
Where? How?
Well, I asked Dr. Niebart, and it's okay if you feel up to it. And I got a car.
You do?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. If you feel up to it.
I hope I do. Okay.
Ever since we came, I've been dying to see this.
You haven't seen it before?
No. I was wanting so much to bring you here.
Oh. Are these house foundations?
Yeah.
The rooms are so small. How do they get water?
There's a river over there.
Oh.
It's this way.
How long do you think it took them to move out of caves and live in houses?
I think, actually, it went the other way.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at the light. Look at the beautiful light.
They used to freeze to death in those houses, I think. This whole cliff faces south, so that in the winter, when the sun is low in the sky, they keep warm. And in the summer, I guess they keep cool, too. Think of it, though. Somebody climbed up here, and they said, what are you doing living in a hole?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't know. I like it. Well, maybe he liked living in holes. I could put shelves over there. I could change my clothes over there. And over here, maybe I could build an oven.
Mm-hmm.
A warming place, anyway. I thought we would feel less alone here.
This isn't real mayonnaise.
I couldn't get Hellman's.
Hey, that couldn't be the same smoke from hundreds of years ago, could it?
No. Oh, I think it is.
It's never gonna stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
dancing around in circles.
Like who lived here? What was their religion? What did they believe in?
Well, you know that hole back there, the round one?
Yeah.
That's a kiva. That's their kind of church. They worship down. There's another one on top. That's a hole too.
What do you mean?
I mean, they worship down. Don't you think that's strange? You don't?
What do you saw it? Is it really 800 years ago that they were here?
What does it matter?
Here, it's getting cold. Yeah.
My father used to talk about that a leaf with a brown line on it. That a bug was born where the line began. And it spent its whole life eating its way to the edge. And it just flies away. He had the wrong bug in mind. He'd say a maggot for a beetle, for instance. But he had the principle of that thing. Whatever, whoever it was that flew away, it just laid an egg on another leaf, and the whole thing starts over again.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Is it? How do you know?
You're a dope. You are. You are, and don't kick the wall.
The first night when I came to your house, I couldn't find it. It was so dark. I had to feel for the number.
I think I'm a very lucky woman to have Richard Feynman for a friend.
You want some tea?
So there finally came VE Day, which means, for those of you who are young enough to be told, Victory in Europe Day. Actually, Tuesday, May 8th, 1945.
Whatever victory means.
Breaking into concentration camp sure means something.
It sure does. But victory? Would you call that a lasting state? Or even a state at all, really? Look at them.
I can't.
Gotta use the phone.
Just so I use it up.
Ho, ho.
Hello?
Presbyterian Hospital.
I swear, this is the first paper I've seen since we got here.
Oh, Richard Fine.
You mean bona fide American newspaper?
I do.
Hello, Doctor. Yeah, well, I figure you might be trying to get me. What?
He says it's a sad day for this to happen.
Why? I beg your pardon? He is. Well, when did he get there? Well, you tell Mr. Greenbaum to hang on and I'll be there as quick as I can, okay? I'm on my way.
I'd already borrowed a car for just this emergency. It was Klaus Fuchs's car. He was the spy in the Rosenberg case, and it was the car that he used. I didn't know that then, but that's another story.
Where you from?
Erongarikwa.
That's your name, or where you from?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, boy. Head on what?
Garikwa.
Gari. Head on Gari. It's gotta be just so, huh?
When I think about that drive now, it seems to me like a nightmare diagram drawn out flat on the desert. There were no roads leading from that car.
Where are you going?
Albuquerque.
Ben.
Thanks very much. I thought there'd be more cars.
Well, there were blind roads. An infinite number of them that you couldn't see along beyond the blink of an eye.
Jesus, God!
You're gonna complain or you're gonna help out?
What do you think I'd pick up hitchhikers for? You late for something?
No.
Oh. Pardon the intrusion.
My wife is in the hospital in Albuquerque. They called me to come.
I'm sorry to hear that. Don't bring that in here. You can't see.
It's okay. We'll just wait. Don't worry about it. We'll just wait.
Mr. Greenbaum, I'll come in now. You go and have your...
She's a little vague now.
all baloney, huh? I should just start again. I should go back to Los Alamos. I can't keep it all in my mind. Maybe it doesn't matter.
What?
I can't go. I can't go. I'm stuck. I'm just stuck.
This gentleman here, his wife is dying in the hospital in Albuquerque. He has not much time.
That is the situation. So the tire ain't worth fixing. Piece of crap.
Let's find a good one.
You blew your cover.
Is that my phone? Richie?
It's Richie. Here.
I was just wondering. Those particles that go flying around, can they hit people?
Yes, they can.
Do they hurt?
No. You can't feel them.
That's good.
They can make people sick, though.
A lot.
A lot of what?
Particles. Neutrons.
About 20%. About 20% of the energy goes off as radiation. We shouldn't talk here.
Can people be radioactive?
What?
Can people spew out particles?
What?
I was just wondering. If they make you sick, and I have to leave. I was just wondering. Will you be all right?
Yeah. I'll be all right.
Can you do that?
No, we can't. It's a law.
Where is the funeral parlor? Would it be open this late?
No, it wouldn't. Not until 8:30. Where will you stay? You ought to sleep, Mr. Feynman. We can take care of everything tomorrow morning. Do you know where the Western is? Or the Fairfield? That's only 3 blocks.
The Fairfield?
Here. I'll write down the address of the funeral.
Take care of the photograph albums, will you? I took her home to Cedarhurst, to her parents, and I went home to mine.
Private J. Donald Meehan. Next line. 325-63-702. Headquarters Company.
I had tried every way in the world to get to Arlene, but I couldn't catch up. She was leaving faster than I was going.
Next line. Care of Postmaster. New York. New York.
Rich.
Hey.
Oh, darling.
Darling.
How are you?
How are you?
Better take my bag up, Tom.
Here. Let me take.
Hey, look. Do you mind if I went for a quick walk?
No.
I don't go into town much, but there's such jerks out there. You know what they call their supermarket? The Super Piggly Wiggly.
How come you're not there?
Because they didn't need me.
The day you met her. Remember? That was when we used to fight all the time about how you thought girls were awful. Remember? And I used to object, after all, me being one of them. And I came home from school and I just had a terrible fight with my best friend, Wendy. Do you remember Wendy?
Of course.
And I came tearing into your room saying, you're right, girls are awful. And you were sitting on your bed. You had your arms wrapped around one knee. You were looking up at the ceiling. You said, oh, no, they're not. I just met a wonderful girl. Remember, like yesterday.
The only difference for me and Arlene was instead of 50 years, we had 9 years. It was only a quantitative difference. We had a hell of a good time together. What's the matter with you? Use the old Beano, everybody dies. It doesn't stop the world at all.
What do you mean I'm making you cry?
Yes, I'll repeat that. New Mexico, July 11. The baby is expected on July 16. Yes, I'll give it to him now. You're welcome. You know somebody who's having a baby?
No.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you?
No, Pop. No. You think I'm crazy?
No. No. Sometimes you're a very nervous person. And you're a little nervous now.
How can I tell you now what we felt then? We hadn't seen any pictures of Hiroshima.
Giving odds we blow up the state of New Mexico. Any takers?
How could I collect?
Five hippopotamus, four hippopotamus, three hippopotamus, two hippopotamus, one. Bring home to one how terrible this thing was that treated humans as matter. It was all very top secret. The thousands of people at Los Alamos weren't supposed to know anything about it. I hate secrets.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Henry.
Hello.
Thank you.
surgeon, verge, surgeon, verge on dish, verge, surgeon, no urgent, that's why virgin is my dish. I want a dish of virgin sturgeon, verge, surgeon's very fine fish, verge, surgeon, no urgent, that's why surgeon is my dish. Hey, Henry, did you know that there are twice as many numbers as numbers?
Oh, come on, Dick.
There are. Let me show you. Name a number.
1 million.
2 million.
27.
54. Now you try it. 6.
12.
6 million.
12 million.
Light beginning to dawn?
So there are three times as many numbers as there are numbers.
Prove it.
You know. Three times anything. You say 5, I say 15. Or I say 5,473,000.
Three times that.
So is there a biggest number?
Well, how can there be? So that idea, the idea that there's no end to how big a number can be, that's called infinity.
Ah, rats.
You out of Cokes?
Worse.
How do you mean?
Beer.
Huh. I'll get you some. Want to take a trip with me, Henry?
Nah.
Don't worry about it. I'll get you some.
What are you looking for?
Keys. Fuchs usually leaves his keys here.
It's parked outside my door.
It's very quiet here.
So now we're all sons of bitches.